where the stars are bright and the heifer lumps go bump in the night. Winnie the Pooh had a thought. Piglet, he said, let's get a heifer lump caught. So I put a jar of honey in the bottom of a pit. They were hoping that a heifer lump would fall in it. That's the pit, not the jar. But Pooh was a greedy bear, and late that night he jumped down there. And you see, Pooh got his head in the honey pot. He was licking up the honey from the bottom of the jar. When Pooh got his head in the honey pot, he was licking up the honey from the bottom of the jar. When Pooh got his head in the honey pot, he was licking up the honey from the bottom of the jar. When Pooh got his head in the honey pot, out, although he waggled it about because his head was in too far. Piglet came to the side of the pit. He thought he saw a heifer lump caught in it. It looked like a jar with legs. It was running and screaming and bashing its head. So Piglet started running and sobbing. Whatever is the matter, said Christopher Robin. Help, 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 Piglet. It's horrible. Hump. It's horrible. Hump. It's a horrible horror lump. But really, Pooh got his head in the honey pot. He was looking up the honey from the bottom of the jar. When Pooh got his head in the honey pot, he was licking up the honey from the bottom of the jar. When Pooh got his head in the honey pot, he was licking up the honey from the bottom of the jar. When Pooh got his head in the honey pot, and he couldn't get it out, although he waggled it about, and though he pashed it on the wall, he couldn't get it out at all, because his head was in too far. That's what you get for being greedy. So Christopher Robin said, I'll find out what this fuss is all about. So Piglet took him down, and yes, there was a thumping sound. But when they got to the side of the pit, he was seized by a laughing fit. Oh, Piglet, you fool, he said, that's only our Winnie with a jar on his head. 'Cause you see, Pooh got his head in the honey pot. He was licking up the honey from the bottom of the jar. When Pooh got his head in the honey pot, he was licking up the honey from the bottom of the jar. When Pooh got his head in the honey pot, he was licking up the honey from the bottom of the jar. When Pooh got his head in the honey pot, and he couldn't get it out, although he waggled it about, and though he pushed it on the wall, couldn't get it out at all. At last he smashed it on a tree, and his head was finally free. But the honey pot was no more.